Hi. This is the seventh part of Core Java Interview Questions and Answers. In this podcast, we have covered all the essential Java questions and answers that can help you crack your next interview. Question 121. How does garbage collection work in Java? Answer. Java possesses a built-in garbage collection mechanism that uses GC algorithms to manage the memory automatically. It finds unused objects and deletes them to free up memory. Question 122. Can there be two main methods in a class? Answer. Yes, there can be two main methods in a class. It means that the main method is overloaded, but during execution time, JVM only calls the original main method and not the overloaded main method. Question 123. Can private variables be inherited in Java? Answer. No. The private variable cannot be inherited as a private member's scope is only limited to a class in which it is defined. Only public members are inherited and the subclass cannot inherit the private members of its parent class. Question 124. Can you increase the size of an array after declaration? Answer. It is impossible to increase the size of an array in Java after the declaration, which is a limitation of Java arrays. Question 125. How many data types does Java support? Answer. Java supports 8 primitive data types, including short, int, float, byte, long, char, double, and boolean. Question 126. How to find the ASCII value of a character in Java? Answer. There are two different ways for finding ASCII value of character, that is, number 1. Assign the character in Java to an integer variable number 2. Typecast the character to an integer. Question 127. How to get strings as user input from a console? Answer. You can use the scanner class with the input stream, system.in, to read a string from the console as input in the Java applications. Question 128. How to check the size of a string? Answer. You can check the size of a string in Java by using the length function. Question 129. How can we sort a list of elements in Java? Answer. One can use the built-in sorting utility sort method in Java to sort the elements. Else, you can also write custom functions, but it is prudent to use the built-in function as it is highly optimized. Question 130. Can you store a double value in a long type variable without casting? Answer. You cannot store a double value in a long type variable without casting as the range of double is greater than that of a long variable, which is why we need to typecast. Question 131. Which one amongst an int or integer will take more value? Answer. An integer is an object that takes 16 bytes or 128 bits to store. However, int is a primitive data type and takes 4 bytes or 32 bits to store. Question 132. What is the difference between a top-level class and a nested static class? Answer. A top-level class must have the same name as a source file's name, while there is no such requirement for the nested static class. A nested class is inside the top-level class and you need to use the name of a top-level class to refer to the nested static class. Question 133. What are the uses of the final keyword? Answer. The final keyword is useful for declaring the final state of an entity. The value of an entity cannot be modified at a later stage in Java application. It helps to prevent unnecessary modifications in Java applications. Question 134. What is the difference between shallow copy and deep copy? Answer. Shallow copy in Java copies all attributes and values of an object to another object, and both objects reference the same memory locations. Deep copy refers to creating an object with the same attributes and values of an object, but both objects reference has different memory locations. Question 135. What is the meaning of object cloning? Answer. Object cloning refers to the process of creating an exact copy of a class's object. The state of a newly created object is exactly the same as an object used for cloning. The clone method is useful for cloning objects. Question 136. Why are static blocks used? Answer. Static block helps to initialize static variables. It is executed when the class is loaded in the memory. A class can have several static blocks that will execute in the same sequence in which they were written in the program. Question 137. What is the main difference between string and string builder class in Java? Answer. A string builder is mutable in contrast to a string, which is immutable. An immutable object is that object whose content is not changeable after it has been created. Question 138. What is XName class in Java? Answer. An expanded name consists of a namespace name, optional, and a nearby or local name. XName represents a name of an XML attribute and does not contain a public constructor. Question 139. Can static methods reference non-static variables? Answer. No. The static method cannot access non-static variables and methods. The static method can only access static data members and static methods of another class or the same class. Question 140. How do static blocks get executed if there are multiple static blocks? Answer. Multiple static blocks get executed in a sequence in which they were written in a top-down manner. Firstly, the top blocks are executed, and subsequently, other blocks are executed. Thank you for listening to our podcast.